how we can be a further blessing to each. We'll begin with Sandra.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, sweetheart. How may we help you?
I'd like a message, please.
You've got this energy working with you. I said this last time, did I not? You still have the dolphins. Now, when I'm receiving them, I'm receiving energy like all about me. Like I almost feel like I'm in some kind of chamber or some kind of, oh my gosh, it just feels wonderful. It's almost like having a spiritual masseuse or something. So you're learning how to tune up the dial. You're learning how to receive something about like the Queen's Chambers. Pay attention to your frequency. Pay attention to upgrade. Do not do things unconsciously. So really pay attention to your vibration. If you suddenly feel like changing your diet, not to go on a diet, but you know, just things you consume, really follow your own heartstrings. I just feel like your frequency is on the rise, and that's going to have long-lasting consequences in a quite extraordinary way. So really pay attention to that. When I'm tuning into you, it's like I just feel like I'm in this sonic bubble bath or something. It's cleansing you. It's really cleansing you. It's helping you to like release old habits, release old, oh gosh, what it show, like they're showing me, I don't even know what it was, but the old me would have gone on that song that would have reminded me of whatever. And it's like, well, there you go. A half hour of your life spent in old energy. So it's like, you see that as an option. But then it's like, well, if I go there, know what's exactly going to happen. I'm going to be like, oh, if only half hour gone. Or I can just go stage right instead. I can just choose another choice instead. So this is what they're helping you to do. They're helping you to like erase the past. In other words, release, let it go, move on, move in into higher relevance, move into higher appointment. So it's like, just imagine their classes, but in order for you to take advantage of it, you have to arrive. You have to show up. So the classes are there. You qualify now. But if you're busy on the YouTube, as I'm talking about myself now, if you're busy on the YouTube listening to that sad song of yesterday, well, there's that empty seat in the new classroom. I feel like that's your most significant positioning, where the ego is going to kind of not test you, but just show you where you still need movement. When you get stuck in the resentments, when you get stuck in like replay, when you find yourself replaying, this is really realizing, you know, from 3D, it's going to be the same story over and over. You can show up 100 years later and get right in the middle of duking it out. However, you're on the move. You specifically, you're on the move, and you're going into higher accelerated vision. You're going into higher accelerated platform that's bringing you new guests. So my feeling is you're energetically ready to release those guests. New guests are going to arrive. So you're like, where are they? Where are they? And Spirit's basically saying, well, where are you? Where are you? So just imagine there's this classroom. It's for the elite. It's for like everybody that's ready to talk to ascended masters, angels, whatever. And there's a seat. And then you want to look at, am I in the seat? Am I showing up to class? Am I ready to go? And am I really to like leave? I know what it is. It could be like an old boyfriend. It could be an old war wound. Like, I deserve that raise. I don't know what it is, but it's like, are you showing up in the new seat? All right. So that's the first thing I want to say to you. And say your name again, please.
Sandra.
Open up to, it's the same message, my love. Open up to new lifestyle. What I will say, oh my gosh, it's the color of your wall, actually, but it's a peacock. And peacock's my symbol for enlightenment. Now, when I say that, I've got energy coming through my crown chakra, like just beautifully. So my very strong feeling is, I'm just going to use my dragonfly that happens to be the same color. So when I'm, like, just hear my beautiful dragonfly. But what I'm looking at is like a peacock that has like feather, 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 feather. So, and say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
You're creating your new involvement by stroking those peacock feathers. So in other words, pay attention to your daily contribution. Pay attention to, you know, someone goes round and round the mountain with the election or with this or with that. And it's not that you're going to be ignorant, but you want to pay attention to your new lifestyle. Where are you putting your energy? Where are you putting your devotion? Because that whole, like, election and all this stuff, it's like the energy of the old paradigm. And it is in your face kind of thing, because it's very polarized times. And it's giving us proper choice. It's giving us proper selection. So when you see this conflict, you know, us and them, us and them, they're also asking you to tie a knot on that old lifestyle. So in English, pay attention where you're also seeing things through old visioning, through new commodity. In English, when you see yourself thinking us versus them, or me versus you, or something like that, it's giving you an opportunity for that higher broadcast. On a higher level, I promise you, you are actually already in that new classroom. It's that you want to bring all of your conscious devotion to that awareness. So you're already there on a higher level. And so it's sort of like, like I see you in a wedding dress. And the idea is like that new bridal, that new availability. And so I see her like getting into the car, and she's got this long train, you know, that long wedding dress train stuff. And that train's sticking out. That train is like two blocks down. So this is what I see. It's like you're moving into the new, and yet it's like you got to like pull that train in so that all of you is in the new arrival. Pay attention when, I don't know what it is, but I don't want to say you're being tested, but you're being tested, where you're going to have, I can't get that word, false identity in English, where others are just going to yak, 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 and just watch where you start agreeing. You know, at first it's like, yeah, I'm just being friendly, but before you know it, you've solidified your existence where, yep, I'm back into 3D again. So just play with it. There's no error. You're just opening up to a new lifestyle. It is so beautiful. You still have your dolphin energy supporting you very strongly, actually. So when I receive that on your behalf, I specifically feel it in my back, interestingly enough. Like, I just feel like there's all this energy that you're aligning with. And say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
It's almost like, oh gosh, what is that? Mount Mew or something. You're tapping into another realm. So again, a lot of energy lending its support. There's one last thing. Sandra, say your name one more time, please.
Sandra.
Yeah, I'll leave you with that. It's like a little goes a long way. You're just going to feel like, well, it's just normal everyday life. Well, only if you want it to be, in your case, only if you want it to be. It is very, very good. And did you have a quick question?
Yes, the practical questions, planning for the future.
Yeah.
What would be the easiest way to stay in that vibration? To have faith that all will be taken care of, or going that I'm the most important person and I matter most and I should just go do what I want? Which thought will help me to stay in that vibration, or just ignoring everything for now?
Okay, so I pull a card and it helps me absolutely zero movement choices to decisions. So it's basically just reflecting what you're asking. So your question is, do you just open up to high vibration, or do you play a proactive part in creating a new reality? Is that correct?
Kind of. So I'm kind of, I feel like I'm, so my family is asking to move in with them, move where they are.
Okay.
And I like Florida for now, and then will that happen in the future? Maybe, but I do not feel like I want to commit yet. And those kind of questions come up often, like another job came up that I'm not sure I want to do that. Family says move back, well, I'm not sure I want to do that. So do I stay in that complete faith that the universe will take care and everything will be the way it's supposed to be, and as long as I just I'm just that butterfly that I'm just vibrating high, and how do I proceed so I'm aligned with that higher vibration?
Gotcha. You are a very beautiful butterfly, I may add. Okay, one moment, sweetheart. And say your first name, please.
Sandra.
Wait until it feels appropriate. Wait until it feels right. What you're learning, what you're realizing, just like what we've been saying, is that everything is frequency. So it's not so much what you do as the frequency you hold. So in English, making a decision that's not in the right energetic alignment will not be for your highest good, even though theoretically it could be, if you're not doing it with love, if you're not doing it in alignment with yourself. On the other hand, I hope this makes sense, I'll check with you in a moment. If you make a decision that perhaps isn't even the highest decision that you theoretically could make in terms of choice making, but you do it with excellence, you do it with highest standing. In other words, you're aligning with your highest truth, your highest principles. What ends up happening is, so in other words, you get an offer to make a movement, you decline the movement, but you do it with such love for the journey, you do it with such love for all members involved, that love, that frequency, actually is the climate for change, and then creates an alternate reality that is pleasing, that is self-serving. So you want to remember, this is a dream state. There's no one right answer the way we would be left to believe. You know, so is A correct or is B correct? It's who you are as you're choosing A or B, because who you are is then going to create C and D and all the other good attributes that follow. So who you are as you take yourself through the journey is what is the master creator. If you do something not in alignment with it, even though theoretically it's a good choice, you're doing it with bitterness and resentment, it's not going to be a good choice at all. So that's what we're trying to say. The other way to say it is follow the feeling. So when you're not sure, don't do anything until you get the green light, until you get the consensus, until you get the feeling, because that feeling is your alignment with your higher awareness.
Thank you. Total makes sense completely.
Okay, awesome.
Thank you.
Much love. Hi, Kim. How can we help?
I just sat down in the chair in front of you.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Down. It's so, I love it. Okay, let me put on the recorder. Just made myself some cocoa or mocha, whatever. I would love a message, please.
Okay, honey. And say your first name.
Kim.
And say it one more time.
Kim.
Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. The energies, just like we were talking, this is the reason you came after Sandra. The energies that you're working with are going to create stages of good fortune. Don't be shy, don't be bashful in terms of claiming your new resolution, your new recognition. And say your name one more time, please.
Kim.
Thank you. What you're doing is learning to align with love. So you want to remember that love's commodity, that vibration, is the most powerful agent. It's God. It's the goddess. So what you're learning to do, you're learning to do for keep. So in other words, your recognition of faith, in other words, your alignment with that higher self. It's, and this is the reason you went after Sandra. Sandra's like, do I go A or do I go do choice B? And they're like, your choice is your alignment with your own awareness, with your own broadcast. Because once you nail that, once that is secure, that's what's going to create over and over and over to your heart's delight. So your opportunity is to play with it. Your opportunity is to really trust it. And my feeling is you're going to have chances to do that. They're not to equate you with a puppy dog. However, they're showing me like someone playing with a puppy, where it's like go play fetch. It's like follow your dream, follow your exposure. In English, follow your own heart, follow your own principles. Now, this is not follow your ego. This is not follow your anger. This is follow your truth. Follow the aspect of self that's one with love, that's one with your higher knowing. And it's almost like you're stepping out in faith. It's almost like the world's going to discover Kim for the first time in a new way. Not that you haven't been living here or anything, but there's an opportunity that is being provided. I've got fairies supporting you, so it's almost like you're stepping out. What I mean by that is they're saying you've been shuttered. So when you have like hard situations, hard times, you tend to go into survival mode, or you tend to kind of, what would be the word? It's like you hide away parts that are not received well. And that's what I want to say to you more than anything, really. That's what I mean by shuttered away. So parts of you that are connected to divine wisdom quite beautifully, you don't let out. It's like, well, that wasn't received, so I'm just gonna be serious and everything like everyone else, you know, fall into line. So what you're doing now, this is why I'm showing like the dog catching the frisbee, is that dog is just in bliss. It's like, oh, I'm as happy as can be here, going and getting the frisbee and going back. Like it's in its natural state, is what I want to say. And that's what they're helping you to do. They're helping you to return to your natural state of joy, of surrender. You're just going to surprise yourself. It's like, I haven't felt this relaxed in 40 years. Like, it's going to be something like that. Like, oh my gosh, this is who I really am. That's what you're going to start feeling. Like, this is who I really am. They're showing me, I haven't thought of this in many, many moons, probably 40 years. It was, oh, you don't need to know this, but I will tell you, it was like one of those, you make a rug with that little tool. It's just the kind of thing. Yeah, it's just the kind of thing like a 12-year-old or whatever would love to do. So that's the age that you're returning to. I can guarantee it, whatever age I did that rug. Because it's here's the reason why. It was like I was old enough to do something that required some skill that really, really made me happy. That's how I feel about you. You're returning to your own skill, your own abilities, your own, what makes you happy, instead of, well, this is what's expected, or what are they going to think, you know? So you're going to release all this falling in line and doing it like all the others. Because remember, when you commit to the lowest denominator kind of thing, you know, you're really losing your own lifestyle. You're losing your own heavenly alignment. So pay attention, because you're going to notice it. You're just going to, I just see you like, almost like a little ballerina. Like you're just spinning around, like you don't care. You don't care what anyone thinks, because you know that this is your bliss. You know this is what, you know, makes you happy. I don't know how it'll come out, but it will. You're going to start noticing. It's like, oh my God, in English, you're connecting back to your soul. you're connecting back to your soul. Brilliant, brilliant. I mean, really beautiful process. So enjoy your steps. You know, like it's just sort of like you're just gonna just like enough already. I don't care what anyone else is doing. This is what I want to do. This is who I want to be. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you're gonna be Osho like naked on the street dancing, but there you're gonna be your own version of that. You're gonna just return to your own natural state. Quite beautiful. Quite beautiful. Timely. So I hope that helps. And did you have a quick question?
I gotta tell you, you blow me away every time because this is the third time where you have mentioned something about my child, something I liked doing in childhood, and you like nailed it and reminded me, yes, I made a whole lot off of hook rugs. I have one in the house that I made it and I didn't give away. Mm-hmm. And I had, you once mentioned macrame. I was the queen of macrame. And then you mentioned something about beads the other day. And I did that too. I did so many crafts. Now I'm just remembering them. And then you say it. Okay. You said I've been shuttered. You know what I posted on Facebook today? I opened my shutters to my living family room where I'm sitting right now. So I could see the pool and the lake. I've been dark in the dark. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I opened them up today. I got the spray. And I put on Facebook that I finally opened the hurricane shutters, that it was a really long 2020 season.
Yeah, this is the point.
I've been shuttered, but that's symbolic.
Very symbolic.
I've hidden, like, I'm just remembering in the shower that I was a Girl Scout and the things I used to do and mm-hmm. sleepaway camp. And I was always in arts and crafts and I was in a corral and I used to like to sing. And all this is coming back to me. I'm like, I am thinking exactly what you're saying.
Perfect.
Who am I going to be? But I know it has to do with my creativity.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. 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 Aw. Oh. And how observant of you that you're realizing how symbolic. This is the whole point. It's all our consciousness. You know, we think this is life. We're not even really here. It's all our consciousness. So they're saying, like, Mazel Tov, really, that you're making the connection between opening the shutters and realizing you're opening to life again. So beautiful, sweetheart.
And it's the week of lights, you know? Yeah. So I do feel like I want to have more light.
Yay.
Festival of lights.
Awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Much love, sweetheart. Hi, Miss Serena. How may we help you?
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, honey. Nice to say hi. How can we help you?
Okay. So I'm going to be open about something because it's been bothering me for years now. Oh, and wow. I think I have confirmation. I think I figured it out. But I feel like I need to hear it from them, you know, from my guides, from the masters, from whoever wants to tell me.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to talk about something.
Okay.
Try to do this.
Take your time.
Okay. So in 2017, someone came into my life and I helped them financially. Okay. And by helping them financially, I hurt myself. Mm-hmm. So because I helped them, because I trusted them, because I had the love for them, because I know they needed my help. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a selfish person. I end up sacrificing my life, you know, my finances, and now I struggle. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, I'm slowly getting out of it. Like, mm-hmm. something really good happened. Like, a lot of abundance just recently happened, which, like, is now making me feel better and getting me out of that situation. Mm-hmm. But I've been dealing with it for, like, 3 years now. And I have just been racking my brain, like, why? Why did this person come into my life? Why did I have to go through this lesson? Why did I have to have so much stress, so much anger, so much fear, so much worry? Because I was nice enough, was kind enough to help this person out, believing what they told me, believing they were going to pay me back, which they never did. To this day, I haven't gotten a penny. So I just really needed to, like, let this come out. Because I need to know what the point of this was, like what this lesson was for me, and why spirit felt like I needed to do this. Because every time it seemed like the money wasn't gonna come, it came. It's like, okay, if you want this to keep happening, there must be some kind of reason you're not letting this like stop, you know? So sorry it was so long, but I had to like explain the whole story.
Absolutely.
And I need to know.
I need to know. I give you great credit. I give you great credit for coming and sharing and being willing to allow that aspect of self to heal, to be willing to allow that aspect of self to receive the light. The reason that you're coming after Kim is because love is due you. Love is due you. So just the way that she's opening up to aspects of herself that were kept hidden, you're opening up to your own source of benevolence, your own source of healing. So this has been a long time coming, and to your credit, this is what they've been waiting for you to wake up to your inner beauty. So say your name, please.
Serena.
And say it one more time.
Serena.
It has to do with the love of self. It has to do with finding the love within rather than without. So in other words, when your love of self is pure, when your love of self is ongoing, you no longer need other source of witness. You no longer need other source of love. So there was a strong healing that needed to take place in that regard so that you can come back to your own conclusions, so that you can come into your own station and your own power. It's so interesting because when I think of you, what I know about you, your gifts are extraordinary. And yet I always felt like there was more that needed tending to. So it wasn't just like, let me get that third eye open now completely. So the talent was there, but this is really about opening up your own heart to self. And so, yeah, sometimes those lessons are kind of brutal. On the other hand, what matters is that we learn. What matters is that it gets our attention, and it certainly did. That's the reason why you've got the abundance now, because it wasn't about causing you hardship. It was about corrective vision. In other words, you understanding that your love of self is equally important to any other distractions. So it took you off balance. It took you off your own center. It's part of the master's initiation. Anything that can take us off our home base, I'm going to say unfortunately, having walked this out myself, anything that can take you off your home base, we need to experience, because this is the whole point. It's like once you experience it and it's sort of like, ouch. To be honest, if it's a 3-year run, that is actually short. People come here where it's like, took me 20 years to master that lesson. So honestly, I'm not kidding. I'm very, very not kidding in that statement. So 3 years, that's a walk in the park. That is nothing for you to master a lesson and come back into alignment with self. So this is the point. Sometimes people spend their entire lifetime just trying to master one lesson that you're accomplishing in 3 years. So the more that you can receive that with love, the more that you, 2-2-2 time, the more that you can receive that with good understanding, it's like, you know what? Good for me for mastering that lesson. And knowing that from here on out, that source to your own love is priority. Like, in other words, you never leave home without it. You never, ever leave home without it. Then when you get into challenging times, troubled times, it's like, wait a minute, I never give up my own declaration, my own attunement. Because when you do that and you stand clear of fear, in other words, you don't need the love from without, Well, guess what, Miss Very Psychic, my third eye is open, lady. It's like, you'll always know. You'll always know. But when we need something from without that we're not allowing within, then we're paying attention to the outer message rather than your own home base, rather than your own wisdom. All right, so let me pull a couple of cards in addition to that and say your name again, please.
Serena.
And say it one more time.
Serena.
Thank you. Serena, say it one more time, sweetheart.
Serena.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Serena, say it again, please.
Serena.
Thank you. No accident, whoever that whole story is involved with. I feel like there's a reason it was that particular person as well. Let me make sure you're all good to go in terms of lesson learned, because that's the most important aspect of this. And say your name one more time, please.
Serena.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Yep, love for self, love for self. If it makes you, heart chakra, if it makes you feel better, I went through a similar experience. My lesson was just a year long, but it's the same thing. And I mentioned this to Kim, I think last session, where I lost a good chunk of change, actually. In the linear, someone would be like, oh, that's terrible. Well, in the linear it is, of course. But I had enough wisdom once I settled down to really realize that there are very similar energies at play. And it's the same thing. It's like lesson learned, because here's the thing, when you learn the lesson, and then that's part of your energy field, it's just like what you're saying, your ability to manifest, this is what the linear doesn't get. They just look at, I need. What we need is completion. What we need is our own understanding of self. Because when we complete that, it doesn't matter what I've lost, the universe can compensate me. My job is to keep learning. So this is where I feel very, very good about you. I do feel like you're gonna have some, not extra credits, but you're gonna have like little lessons where they're just gonna make sure she's got it. Nothing like it was before. Do not be concerned in any way, shape, or form. Just sort of like little follow-ups, like just sort of like, and you know it in this situation, and you know it in that situation, and you know it when you're seeing me standing like upside down in a roller coaster, like you know it under all conditions. And I don't feel like it's gonna be hard at all. I feel like you're gonna be like, wait a minute, I know this one. I know. So yeah, welcome to a master's initiation. You know, and it's like, but I'll leave you with this. Be very, 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 very proud of yourself, because you stuck in there and opened up to the teaching. And that is the purpose. That's the home run, where you really understand, it's like, oh my gosh, self-love in all moments. Oh my gosh, what a valuable lesson for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I have one question though.
Sure.
So is it true that no matter situation that we're in, spirit puts us in that situation because they know we can handle it? Like the situation I was in, spirit knew I was strong enough to get through it. I would be able to get through it. I would be able to handle it. And it wasn't gonna be anything, it wasn't gonna be any like negative results to it. Like, not a lot of people, what I went through, what I'm still going through, mm-hmm. a lot of people would have not been able to handle it. And correct. I mean, like, probably just giving up on life altogether.
Correct.
Because of the struggling.
Right.
You know? And so I feel like spirit knew I'm not weak like that, and I would never take that type of, go down that path just because everything was so hard.
You got it. You got it. Would you like to teach group? You got it. This is the point. This is the point. It's because of how strong you are that you're not going to be given a lesson that you can't complete, because what would be the point of that? So you're only given something where it just feels like you can't, but you can't out of the linear. It's very true. Out of the linear, dust to dust. Oh, well, good try this lifetime. We'll try again next lifetime. But this is the point. This is your mastery that you're developing, and you have to go to another place. And this is what your higher self is waiting for you to do, quite nicely, may I add. Quite nicely indeed. All right, does that answer it?
Thank you, Nicole, and I'm glad I was brave enough to tell you this.
Exactly, exactly. This is the point. This is the self-love. This is the self-love you're providing for yourself. So I'll leave you with this. When I don't know what you were doing with your hands, but I suddenly saw Mother Mary and the Sacred Heart. So when you were going like this with your hands, like I suddenly saw you in that Sacred Heart imagery. So this is the point, love of self. I got energy. Goosies, as my girlfriend likes to say, but I just got confirmation all through me. All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Aw, so much love. Nice to say hi. Hi, Stephanie. How can we help you? Okay, you're going to have to unmute yourself because I muted you, I'm sure.
Okay, that's fine.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah, just whatever comes up for now, and then I probably have a question at the end.
So. Okay, and say your first name, please. Stephanie. Okay, wait one moment. And say it again, please.
Stephanie.
Okay, we have a time delay, so
Stephanie.
Give me... Okay, hold on a second. Give me a second. Yeah. I'm going to go up to higher frequency. And then I will ask you to say your name and then just wait a moment. And it's just a time delay. So one moment, sweetheart. And say your name again, please.
Stephanie.
Thank you. You have a lot to release. You have a lot to release. So when you say Stephanie, I hear stuff. And say your name one more time, please.
Stephanie.
You have absorbed false understandings of self, false teachings. I don't know what it is. This could be where, imagine being Van Gogh's art instructor and them saying, the sky doesn't look like that at all. You shouldn't be painting the sky or the stars to look like that. Well, of course, it doesn't look that way to the art teacher because he was seeing through fifth dimensional reality and the art teacher doesn't have access to that. So the art teacher is going to point out his limitations or point out errors in judgment in terms of what's offered. Somewhere along the line, you're still responding to false negatives. False negatives. In other words, places where they try to get you to, you know, like paint within the lines or bring that in or do it where it's great if you're an artist and you have to draw for a greeting card, but if you want to draw for activations, you need to return to your own self. You need to return to your own truth. So in that regard, you remind me of Kim. There's still something about that stuffing, though, I haven't quite nailed. And say your name one more time, please.
Stephanie.
I just keep hearing Mariah Carey. There's this video I watched of hers. It's just a song I happen to like. And she says in it, never give up, never give up. You have a calling. You have a very powerful calling. It needs to come out. It needs to be broadcast. It needs to be received. It needs to be honored. I wish I knew the details. I don't. But there's somebody or some, they're saying permissive value, but what they mean by it is someone gave you a negative that was not correct. So in English, your job is to return to your own truth, to return to your own vision, return to your own gaze, where you're not meeting the needs of the world. You're actually teaching the world, is how I feel about you. So you're bringing forth new involvement, new information. It's not going to fit into an old template. You're a visionary. And so, and I feel that very strongly about you, where you're bringing in new development. I feel like there's no accident. I used Van Gogh as an example. You're bringing in higher gaze. So they're helping you to trust it. I do feel like there's something with you in stars, by the way, because I can feel it. So enjoy a starry night. Enjoy sitting out there amongst the stars. And allow yourself to receive that infiltration. Allow, like almost like a full moon, put out your crystals. Like you're the crystal. You're the crystal. So you're receiving that energy. You're receiving that download. It would be very purposeful for you to open up to the moon goddess, to open up to the energies of the star systems. And you can just hold the intention. What you're going to find as you hold that intention is it somehow is going to breathe through you. It's somehow going to transfer through you. You're very equipped, and they want you functioning out of your full platform. And now you're holding back, which is okay. But they're going to help you expand. They're going to help you receive. In English, you're very multidimensional, and they're trying to help you return to that. All right, let me make sure I covered all of this. And say your name again, please.
Stephanie.
Trust your own importance. I'm going to go back to exactly what I said in the beginning. I feel like it's the kind of thing where your instructor is going to say, no, this would never work. It reminds me of when they told the Beatles that they'll never make it. You know, it's like, that's just how I feel about you, that you know more than someone's told you or would tell you. And your initiation, if it will, is to trust your own visioning, trust your own energy. So I'm going to leave you with this and move to your questions. See maybe if they match.
Okay, so yeah, it was sort of like at the moment I'm dealing with a lot of shame around parenting, and I would love some information and just
okay
to come through about that.
So that's what you're stuffing. Every time you said your name, Stephanie, I kept hearing stuffing, stuffing. All right, sweetheart, say your name one more time, please.
Stephanie.
This is about love of self. The thing about parenting is we have these like expectations or ideals of what we think the experience is going to be like, forgetting that we're being led by the ego. So what it does is it flushes out what's still within self that has not been addressed yet. So you want to remember that that was the plan all along. So you're thinking, okay, my vision of parenting is this. But your higher self and the higher self of your young one knows the truth. In other words, the process is going to bring forth the healing. The process is going to bring forth the rightful passage, the rightful conclusion in terms of where are you not parenting yourself well? Where did you receive? Now I understand what the false teachings are about. Now it's making sense. Where did you receive false parenting? That could have come from your parents or could have come from society. It's ego, so it's just all one and the same, really, that you prescribe to an error that is now being offered or passed on. It's coming to your awareness. Now I get it. It's coming to your awareness because that's the gift of the parenting, that your love and desire to serve this one is so strong that what you wouldn't do for yourself, what you wouldn't take the time to witness for yourself, you're now seeing in Black, sort of like Serena, having the courage to bring it forth. You're also having the courage to bring it forth out of your love. Sometimes we'll do for another what we won't take the time to do for ourselves. So that's the gift of the experience. You call this forth. You contracted with your offspring to bring forth that healing. So you want to remember that you may not have realized that was the plan all this time, but that was actually the plan all this time. So that's how you release the shame. Is your higher self, from the second there was a conception, knew exactly that you were going to be here having this conversation. So all of that angst and all that, it's like this was the point all along. This is for everybody's healing, but specifically yours. Because as you now take a look at it, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is how I treat myself. This is what's been living within me. As you now, like, they're showing me, like if you had a microscope, like an examining it, a magnifying glass, like really looking at it, examining it. As you start examining all this, you're going to bring forth your own healing. You're going to bring forth your own transformation. I can't even begin to explain to you how often that's the case, but no one talks about it, and no one, you know, you just can't breathe the word, you know, don't say anything to the neighbors kind of thing. But this is the whole point. It's, you know, the reason when you run for politics, the first thing the opposing side does is look for the skeletons in the closet, it is because we all have it. This is the whole point. We're all subject to false injury, all of us, and we're all pretending that we're not, and we're all pretending we're so perfect. This is the world of the ego. So you're here. Now I totally understand what I was trying to explain before. You're here to straighten up. So my very strong feeling is, even though it feels like, and Take the Lead is the card that I keep pulling out to demonstrate my little story. So when I tune into you, I don't want to bend my card, but you've been standing like this, quite frankly. There you go. This has been you. You may think that you've been standing erect, but you haven't. And I wouldn't be surprised if you, like, you have shoulder issues or back issues or whatever, because you've been heavily burdened in this lifetime, pretending that you're not, doing so hard to do your best. So this is where it's like, shoot, you're about to fall down. That's not bad at all, because it's getting your attention so that you can self-correct. This is all for your healing. And that's the gift, this little one. But understand that they knew. They knew exactly what they're doing. You're working together. It's like spiritual masters together to bring forth awakening for all. So this is a tandem approach. And receive that well, because they knew exactly what the future held. And they're like, yeah, this is what she needs to learn. This is, you know, and it serves them as well in ways you don't even need to know yet. But trust that it was from the second of the conception, this was the plan all along to bring forth. Now I understand, now that I understand exactly what that whole painting imaging story was about. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, so you can just call on your guides to serve you, to help you. Reveal to me what I need to know. Reveal to me what I need to know. Yeah. You're going to be amazed. You're a beautiful light. You're a beautiful light. And you're very, very sensitive. So you're sensitive to the fact that there's something that needs healing here. And it's like, exactly, that's why we're here. Because you deserve the healing. All right, sweetheart?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, thank sweetheart. You. Much love to you. Hi, Tanya. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Okay. A message for my higher self, my purpose, and then I have a question.
Okay.
Whatever message
and so
is
you're
best for me at this point.
Okay.
I know.
It's so cute.
That's part of it, because I'm doing this lately, like, or I've been doing it and I hadn't noticed it before, that like an information coming out, like talking.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry about that.
Okay. All right. One moment, sweetheart. I feel like there's no accident you're coming after Stephanie. There's some similar energies there. And say your first name, please.
Tanya.
And that's surprising. Tanya, say your name again, please.
Tanya.
Thank you. You're due for a change. You're due for a major shift. I feel like things have been maybe sluggish, maybe slow, maybe heavy energies for a while, but you're due for a shift. When I tune into you, I've got energy coming through my crown chakra. I've got like this ballerina.
That's been hurting.
Yeah, that's about to take a leap. They are guiding you to your future stance. You don't have to stay where you are. I don't know what's going on. But you're like sitting in molasses. You're sitting in like glue or whatever, and you're like, this is bad. This is very, very bad. Well, yeah, those energies have been very heavy. I understand that. However, and say your name again, please.
Tanya.
I promise you, you're being given a life raft. I promise you that if you will start paying attention to the sacred dance. What I mean by that is there are energies that are supporting your advancement. It may be tuning into a program you used to watch or doing some exercise you used to do. I mean, I know we got the pandemic and all that, but your guides are aware of that. They're helping you to cut loose of the old paradigm, of the old energies, and move into your new tomorrow. You have to play along. I don't know what it is, but I'll just start it this way. It's like you're waiting for, I'm making this up, but you're waiting for your new job and all you want is your new job. Well, your new job's not gonna come until you start working with your new energies. I assure you that the new energies are circulating around you. So this is what I'm saying. You may suddenly get led to make some shifts in things you do, things you pay attention to, but this is a priority because it's almost like a dog that comes in from the rain and shakes out the water or whatever, or shakes out the mud, and that's what you're up to. So when I still had the washing machine going, unfortunately, in the beginning, that's how I feel about you. It's like you need a little bit of that shaking. You need a little bit of that the suds to open up to your brightness. But let me tell you something, you've got brightness. I promise you, good is on its way. You need to play along a little bit more. And say your name again, please.
Tanya.
Let go of what did not work out. I just feel like when I tune into you,
that's what I don't know.
You're staring at what didn't work out. It's like, let go of those energies. I've got to take the lead for you as well. So you need to be following in the news. So let's turn to your question and maybe all this will make sense. And what is your question today?
Well, one has not to do with that. One is my vision, because my vision is sometimes I feel it's physical and sometimes I feel it's not to worry about it, but it's changing, like it's diminishing. So I don't want to not pay attention, thinking it's, you know, on the realm, and it is physical. I should just not pay attention to it. It's a little mundane concern.
Well, vision's not a mundane concern. we need our vision.
Physical, like, you know what I mean.
Yeah. I am not a medical intuitive. I will tell you. I will say that there is no such thing as physical that's not aligned with consciousness.
Like your body.
Yeah, like everything body, is like, still aligned with
like
consciousness.
Health.
I still feel very strongly that you're being guided. I don't know if you're being guided to the eye doctor. I don't know what you're being guided to, but
I do. Like, it's when you say my last, I do feel like I'm like kind of like a spaceship. It's waiting, it stays there, but it's not moving.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. I don't know what to do to kick myself to move, because, like, I guess the anxiety, it's a new thing that I've experimented this year, or consciously experimented. So I'm dealing with that, and that's part of what pulled me, or that's an excuse that I subconsciously do. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm like stuck.
Okay.
Stuck and not stuck. Like I know I can go further, and I do trust, but something pulls me, and I guess that's the old part.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is.
Okay. Why? Moment. All right. One moment, sweetheart. I'm just going to go a little bit higher and just start over here, see what we get. And say your name again, please.
Tanya.
And say it one more time.
Tanya.
Thank you. I keep getting the same message with you. They're helping you, but you need to play along. They're helping you, but you need to play along. Pay attention to new vibrations. This can be new friendships, new activities, new spiritual routines. Pay attention to what's being offered. Go on.
Is it because I pay attention, kind of like a kid that's excited and gets pay attention too much and doesn't see anything?
What do you mean doesn't see anything?
Like, no, I wouldn't say. Like, looks too much looking for it that doesn't see through it. I don't know how to explain.
What I find very interesting is you're talking about vision problems and you keep talking about not being able to see things. So you may consider if there's a correlation between those two occurrences. In any event, what I can tell you is they're showing me when I was a kid, I used to go to the 92nd Street Y in New York City. And there was like this brochure, because we didn't have online back then. There was this brochure where you could pick your dance classes, you can pick everything that you wanted to do, which I did a lot of dance there. My point being, they're showing me that brochure when I was in high school doing my little dance classes. And I've got one of your guides staring at it.
What do I want to do?
Well, here's what I would suggest you do. Open up to divine teaching. Open up to divine guidance. I don't have the details, but my very strong feeling is you will, with a little persuasion. Here's the point. If I want to meet my next Romeo, if I want to meet my next spiritual gift, whatever it is I want, I'm not looking for the physical. What I'm doing is surrendering to my next upgrade, my next frequency, because it's out of that frequency that whatever is due to me will come. But I have to be in vibrational compatibility to it. Now, what's very interesting is once I get into vibrational compatibility, I'm actually less attached to whatever it is that's coming or not, because now I'm grooving. Now I'm feeling better within my own vessel, within my own vehicle. I don't know what it is, but again, I feel very, very, very convinced. For me, my guides have been tapping on my window, asking me to do Qigong. Maybe 6 months now. I just began my program this morning. Finally. But it's that old energy where when you're, it's sort of like 21 days starts a habit, getting us to do new things, getting us to take that initiative. It's sometimes a long time coming. So here am I giving advice all day long, and I'm a little slow sometimes in taking my own advice. But what I can tell you is I'm not done at the Qigong. I also know that there are other, they're saying space applications, but what they mean by that are activities, or interests or endeavors that are going to shift me vibrationally and bring me into I don't want to say better, but in increased alliance with my next gifting, whatever that may be. So my job is not even to worry about my next gifting. My job is to get with the program. So what happens is it takes us a little bit of time. You know, like that song, it takes some time to turn the Titanic around. I love that title because that's exactly what we're all up against energetically, because we take all our power and we place it in things of the past. So in other words, that relationship, that activity, that lifestyle served me. So that's still what I'm reporting to, even though there's really nothing there anymore. So our job is to start planting our own garden. What it is specifically, I don't know, but you're not looking, my love, for the end entitlement. You're not looking for the end results. I'm looking at Mitchell's beautiful picture of a rainbow, and that's how I feel about you. I've got a leprechaun at the end of that rainbow there, and so bright. What I'm noticing about that rainbow is so, and actually is a double rainbow now that I notice that. And when I'm talking to you, I see Serena. She looks like this beautiful young lady on a couch, but when I see her, I see that picture. It's a very famous picture of an angel. It was just very popular some decades ago, but that's what I keep seeing when I look at her. She's moving. So this is the energy. My point is, the reason I'm looking at all this is the energy that's trying to capture your attention. Your job is to play along. I don't know what it is. Maybe you're supposed to start swimming again. I have no idea what it is, but I do know that if you will just use the prayer, reveal to me what I need to know, you will know what it is. Tanya, say your name again, please.
Tanya.
You've got to do the legwork. You've got to do the muscle work. I don't know what it is. It's not going to be, you know, it's an energetic push to get me to do the Qigong.
Healing, pain.
Say, what about healing pain?
Healing, painting.
Oh, okay. This is the point. I just feel you do healing painting?
Like get more into it?
Yes, please.
Yeah, no, I do. But I'm trying to get into working in a hospital, but it's, you know, like, I don't know. And then on the healing part, you know, you change. And in a way, I don't know if this, yeah, that's a good thing to ask. In a way, you know how you get different modalities and then you start